You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah,
the lazy, hazy days of summer. Peaceful, pleasant, and warm here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the backyard of the clubhouse getting haircuts from Dad.
Dad, I don't think Polly likes getting her hair cut that much.
Yeah, she really probably doesn't like it.
All finished up. There you go. Good girl, Polly. All righty, boys. Who's next in line for a haircut?
Not me.
I'm sorry.
I think I might have cut in line here.
No, that's okay.
All righty. Come on now. Who's next?
Zucchini on the steps of the back porch of our clubhouse, and we just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers. And Sam was, well, first in line for a haircut. Well, actually, he was the first human in line. Polly got hers first. Oh, Polly, you look great. Anyway, Dad's cutting Sam's hair right now. I wonder who's next, Jack or me. I'll close my eyes and cross my fingers, count to three, and hope it's not me. One, two, three.
Dad says you're next, Steve. And what are you doing?
Nothing of importance, that's for sure.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
importance.
Spelling, please.
I-M-P. Zoortance.
Definition, please.
Noun. Great consequence. Synonyms are words that mean the same thing are momentousness, weightiness, gravity, significance, distinction, or esteem. Sentence, please.
So, Dad, is it really that important that I get my hair cut? I mean,
hold still. I've got to snip this clump of hair. Hold still.
Okay, which is more important, that I get my hair cut or that we have dinner? Or that maybe the baseball season keeps going?
Oh, Sam, hold still, my boy. So many questions.
Up in the sky. Did you ever wonder how there's so many different spots upon a cow? These are questions that I ask myself. I wonder why, oh why. There's a million, billion, trillion, zillion questions in my mind. Trombones. Your foot would look much better in a shoe. Did you ever wonder why your shoelaces always seem to come untied? These are questions that I ask myself. I wonder why, oh why. There's a million, billion, trillion, zillion questions in my mind. Chairs. Did you ever wonder when everybody everywhere will have a friend? These are questions that I ask myself. I wonder why, oh why. There's a million, billion, trillion, trillion questions in my mind.
Heard a song from Mr. Ray.
Hey, Sam, your haircut looks nice.
Oh, thanks. You're next, right after Steve.
Boy, Steve doesn't seem too happy about having his hair cut. He wanted to go last, didn't he?
Yeah, he's bugged at Dad.
I'm bugged at my old man, 'cause he's making me stay in my room.
Darn my dad.
I came in a my hair last night in my sleep. I wish I could see outside, but he tacked up boards on my window.
Gosh, it's dark.
I can't hit the surf. Can't drag, can't do a doggone thing.
Wish I could.
Tried to call up my chick, but he jerked my phone right out of the wall. I listened to my radio, but he took it and he's using it in his own room.
Now it's gone.
I wish I could do some homework, but I got suspended from school. He doesn't even know where it's at.
That song was from the Beach Boys.
Hey, Jack, while you're waiting to get your hair cut, why don't we listen to a story?
Story time, story time, story time, story time.
The Useless Tree, from Heather Forrest's Song Spinner.
A grove of trees stood on this hill, where just one twisted, gnarled one still is standing, thick with green. The cutters came and they said, "Oh Lord, how will we ever cut us a good straight board from that twisted tree?" So they let it be, but cut another, and cut another, and cut another. Soft grained wood and said, "This twisted tree isn't any good. It's a knotty old tree." So they let it be, but cut another one, cut another one, cut another one, cut another one. The loggers came after logs to sell and said, "This twisted tree burns a foul smell. It's a stink tree." So they let it be, but cut another tree, and cut another tree, and cut another tree, and cut another tree, cut another, cut another, cut another. Soon there were no trees on this hill, except for the twisted, gnarled one still standing, thick with green. In the day, the children come and they play in its shade. In the evening, the old men gather around its trunk and they sigh. They sit and they talk about their lives. Oh, what's the use of being useless? One old man said. "Friend," said another, "look up above your head." A grove of trees stood on this hill, where just one twisted, gnarled one still is standing, thick with green. Had this useless old tree been useful, my friend, it would not have grown ancient with green spreading limbs.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, there's a tree in zucchini land that some folks say is useless. Others quite disagree. Coward Hossel is live on location with the story. Coward?
Coward Hossel here, live downtown Zucchini Land at the intersection of Summersquash Avenue and Pepper Park Road. And as many of you know, there's an old crabapple tree down here that's causing quite a bit of argument and controversy. And there's Mrs. Untermeyer
I think this tree is beautiful. I mean, the flowers spruce up downtown.
Farmer Brown,
it's a wonderful sight to behold. I mean, apples, too. You gotta like that.
He likes the tree.
Well, that may be, but this tree's apples get mushed under my tiles and under my shoes, and I take them and track them around everywhere, and it's just not good for me. I don't like it.
Well, I understand, ma'am, but maybe you might have to find another way home. I mean, because this is a tree that we hate to lose.
Farmer Brown's
rebuttal. It's got character and stuff.
Yes, you may be right, but Coward, you're an important person. Now, what do you think?
Well, I am, but as a reporter, I'm not supposed to reveal my opinion. Although, personally, I do like the tree and want to see it stay up. So, back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. I kind of like that tree, too. But it's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob, and hello, folks. Woo! These are the dog days of summer. Hazy, hot, and humid here in Zucchini Land. Hang in there, because tomorrow will be even hotter. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Well, what do you think?
It looks great, Steve. Don't you feel a little bit cooler?
Yeah, it does help a bit. I was due for a haircut anyway. Boy, it sure is a hot one today, huh?
And humid.
Let's go inside and get a drink, huh?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I need a drink. Now, Dad, don't cut too much, okay? Ow.
Hold steady there, Jackie. Hard to hold this bowl on your head and cut your hair at the same time.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Susan. Would you like a haircut? I'm almost done with Jackie's.
Oh, no thank you, Mr. Z. I didn't know that kids really got haircuts with a bowl.
Oh, my daddy cut my hair like that. And his daddy did the same, and his daddy did the same, and before that, his daddy did the same, and I think
don't
that
worry.
Probably
I won't tell anybody that your dad puts a bowl on your head to cut your hair.
Okay.
And I've got your quote.
The quote of the day is...
Everyone can be great because everyone can serve. Martin Luther King, Jr.
The Great Minds.
A quote from the honorable and inspirational Martin Luther King, gentlemen, who's got insight.
If I may?
Winston.
I must say, I'm not that great at serving.
Oh, boy.
My game of tennis needs some work.
Quinston, I think we're not talking about tennis here. Different type of serving. Brooks.
Dr. King is saying, it's a very simple and straightforward quote.
Excellent.
Everybody has the potential to serve.
Yes.
Everybody has the potential to be great in society.
Yes. In serving society. In the sense of helping out.
Yes. Right? Yes.
You help me out and toss me some cheese there,
please.
Oh,
here's some American cheese.
Oh, excellent. I remember eating this when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kids can serve, can they?
Yes.
Yes, they can rake the yard and wash the dog and things like that. But it's never easy being a kid, is it?
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
Hair on your chest. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Play it. oven.
Ouch, you'll be screaming for the next 10 years.
Don't stay up late. Don't bite your nails. Make sure you feed that kitty cat and don't step on his tail. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't shoot guns.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
Gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Sam?
Yes?
This is your father speaking to you.
Hi, Dad.
I hear you've been acting up.
No.
Is this true?
No, or... no, not at all.
Your mother has a few things she'd like to say to you.
All right.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
This is your mother.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Okay. Listen, I want you to always say yes.
Okay.
No, and thank you, and please.
Yes.
I want you to always cover your nose with your hand when you sneeze.
No problem. Yeah, I
all
can
right.
do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good idea. Okay.
Spread germs.
Yeah. No.
Good. Now, cover your nose if you're going to sneeze. Cover your nose.
I didn't listen.
Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners. I'm just a kid, you see.
And don't let the cat out when you come inside.
A song for the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah. My hair feels light as a feather.
Free as a bird. Let's go see what our new haircuts look like in the mirror.
Yeah. Wonderful, recognize ourselves.
Yeah. What if we've completely changed? I don't know if I want to look like that. Maybe we'll have to wait for our hair to grow back before anyone knows who we are.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Steve Zucchini, this is Marcia Malloy at Creative Cooking, and we'd like to send you a jar of our chocolate-covered pickles. That's 3¾ dozen chocolate-covered pickles, all for the very appetizing price of $19.95.
Tell the customer they make great gifts.
And may I say they do make great gifts.
Okay, I'm going to order some for this telemarketer I know. Her name is Amy.
Yuck! I wouldn't eat those things if you paid me.
I had a feeling it was you.
Oh.
So these things don't taste too good, hmm?
Not many people like them, no.
And would you give chocolate-covered pickles as gifts?
Only to people I don't like.
Well, I don't think we'll be giving gifts this year to people we don't like.
Keep the customer interested in the product.
I've heard dancers like our pickles.
I think we'll pass this time. But how about a song from Tommy Dorsey?
Maybe he'd like our pickles.
Everybody talk about poison. Oh, poison down.
You all can do. Let me introduce to you posing. Everybody pose. Get a partner, then begin. Hold whatever pose you're in. Posing. Everybody pose. It's a dance that you can dance with your girl or wife. Find a pose and start. Positions everything in life. You'll find there's no telling when bands will stop and go again. Posing, everybody pose. Hey Pee-wee, stop looking so forlorn. Let's have some posing on that beat-up horn. Bud, this posing should be easy for you. Grab up that tenor sax and see what you can do. Hey, Davey, you haven't done any tricks. Beat out a pose with those old drumsticks. Okay, Johnny, we've had enough swinging. Let's hear some corny playing and singing. All right, that's enough. Now it's time we call the boss's bluff. Hey, Tommy, what you doing over there alone? Come on over here and pose on your old trombone. No telling when bands will stop and go again. Posing, everybody pose.
Everybody's talking about posing. Oh, pose on down. Everybody's talking about posing. Oh, pose on down.
Start it, man.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WAAQ in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1301.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I'm certainly not going to recognize me. How about this haircut? I like my haircut. I like it too. It's different. Different than it was before it was a cup. Chocolate pickles. I wouldn't eat them. Nah.
Bird note. The whirling, flute-like song of the veery rings through the trees of the northern United States and southern Canada during its summer breeding season. These tawny-colored thrushes raise only one brood of chicks each year, and they'll try as many times as it takes to successfully fledge offspring. Except that in some years, the veeries cut their breeding season short. Birds that still haven't raised chicks give up on breeding altogether. But why? With some clever